But for every human being who is born out of light, who is innocent, it's necessary to lose these cows. Otherwise, how can he go forward and want to go back to life?
No, this loss does not happen only when you are born. You were born long, long ago, not only this birth, but our origin has taken place long, long ago, at a certain time. And then you might say that we lost our connection with the light. So our loss has been long, long ago, and we have been now moving in a cycle of birth and rebirth and all that. And all the time we are actually in search. So it's not only now that we are born that we are losing. Our innocence is not that light which you speak of. Our real innocence is that point where you are really luminous and consciously luminous. So there has been a long history behind all of us. Our history, as Sri Krishna says to Arjuna in the battlefield, that I had many births before, and you also had many births before. While I know all those births, you do not know any one of them. So such is the story of each one of us. We had many, many births before, and before we assumed the human form, we had many, many other forms, and before that there was something, and this darkness came long, long ago. So this story which is said in the Veda, the Satyam Charitam, and then came Ratri, and then came Samudra, that is a long, long back it has happened. But now we find ourselves in the present condition, where we are. So already we are in search, and we do not know what we are looking for, what we are searching for. But we are really searching for the light which is originally ours. And therefore it says that if you are in search, then that search has to be done by sacrifice. And go on sacrificing, not 9 times, but 10 periods. Now what it really means is still a secret, at least one does not know what exactly is the meaning of these 9 periods and 10 periods. But it is very remarkably said that as long as they were Navagvas, they did not come to this point of discovery. When they became Dashagvas, then they became the discoverers. So anyway, that is dependent upon our own discovery. When we shall start our journey, we shall perhaps discover what is the meaning of 9 periods and what is the meaning of 10 periods. So we go on sacrificing, which is a long process, and this sacrifice is done by the help of Agni. We kindle the light, aspiration, aspire and aspire and aspire all the time, and offer all that you are, all that you have, and by that you are lifted up, and you will have first experiences of ushas, then of thunder and lightning and waters and rivers flowing in you, or rains falling on you, and so on. These are all good signs which will mean the heralding of the coming of Indra sometime, and then Indra may come down. This is the real entry. When Indra comes, then it means as if you are uplifted yourself into the superconscient. It is only when you go into the superconscient that you can rightly enter into the inconscient. You should not try to enter into subconscious or unconscious prematurely. Why psychoanalysis of Freud is dangerous is because it teaches you to enter into subconscious and unconscious even in our unprepared condition. He said it is so dangerous. If you enter into the subconscious or unconscious now, as we are, there will be nothing found because you don't have the capacity of light. Only when you have grown into the light, and then if you enter, you can safely enter into the subconscious, you can deal with it.
This light is going to be permanent, or does it just come in flashes at some time?
First flashes. Ultimately, it becomes established. So that is a long process. But even flesh is a great thing. And first it comes in fleshes. There are seasons of these fleshes. And these seasons can be further cultivated until it becomes everlasting day. So that is when Savitri, it becomes manifest forever. So it is when you have discovered light or you have the help of the light that you can enter into these dark regions. And there you discover so many things. This darkness is not really darkness. Every darkness has a kind of a hidden sun behind it. Because darkness is not original. Original is the light. So behind darkness there is always a light. And if you uncover it, there is a luminous light. There is a legend in the Veda that there are 8 suns. 7 suns remain above, the 8th was exiled, Martanda. And that went into darkness. It became black sun. So if you go into this darkness, ultimately you recover Martanda, the 8th sun. And then you discover that that sun is really the same sun as above. That which is above is also below. And you find a real harmony. And when you do this again and again, then there is a great role played by Aditi in this yoga of the Veda. Even Indra is a child of Aditi. Aditi is the Supreme Mother, the Divine Mother. In India we have so many concepts of the Divine Mother, Kali and Lakshmi and so on. So basically, all these notions have come from the original concept which you find in the Veda of Aditi. All the gods are supposed to be the children of Aditi. Aditehe putraha. They are all children of Aditi. So it is Aditi, if you really go closer to Aditi more and more, then you come into a closer contact with the Supreme Reality. And Aditi can bring all the cosmic powers, all the gods. Gods are actually cosmic powers. All the cosmic powers then come to help you. And when that happens, then your physical becomes powerful, sufficiently baked. And in that condition of ripeness, you arrive at the vision where one Vedic Rishi says, darkness is shattered, day has broken, there is a flood of light, I am immortal. So this is the description of the realization that is attained. In the physical, while you are in the body, not when you have gone out of the body, while in the body you can attain to this. So Vedic realization is the realization of immortality while you are in the body itself. And one of the Upanishads says very clearly that while you are in the body you must realize, not after leaving the body, while in the body. And that is very important. If you don't do it, again you have to come back into the body until you reach this point of realization in the body.